until Cassandra brought it up, I had absolutely no idea that there was any other type of noise than white noise.
Well, I didn't either until I think I was on TikTok or something, or Facebook, and then I...
No, it was TikTok because you sent it to me.
It was specifically brown noise that they showed, and I was instantly just... It was crazy. I sat there and watched it like 7 times in a row and just instantly felt so comforted because it just sounds and feels like a late night car ride with no music playing.
Like, it is definitely the best one.
Brown noise. Yeah. So love it. Like, I was just in awe. I'm like, oh my God, I cannot believe how much, because I love white noise. Like, I love my fan. But then I heard that and I'm like, it felt like something, like, you know, when you hear that song, you're like, I've been missing this my whole life. Like, this is the song
for
me. Because
it's more, in my opinion, muffled.
It is. One, it's lower.
Lower.
It's just comforting. It's like a literal hug for my ears, and I love it.
If people didn't know, there's white noise, there's black noise, there's brown noise, there's blue noise, pink noise, brown noise.
I don't like pink because people were like,
"I don't like the pink either."
People said, "If you like brown noise, try pink noise."
Yeah, and then, no,
I don't like pink, and I don't like the gray.
No,
brown.
Brown
and
noise
white.
Literally blends in with like the fan.
Well, that's
perfectly.
Why I like it because I pair
like,
it.
I'm like, that's fucking horrible. It sounds like the alien from Alien, like hissing at you.
Well, and sometimes like if. Which is very rare, if I want to turn my fan off for whatever reason, like I am just like, it's negative 20 degrees and I'm like, I'm gonna turn my fan off. I literally couldn't before because I have to have the sound, but now if I turn the fan off and then it's just the brown noise, it's still just as comforting.
But you know what's weird is that during the TikTok you sent me, I was, you know, scrolling in the comments and a lot of people were like, yeah, rock on. A lot of people though were like, this fucking blows. This sounds awful. And I'm sitting there, I'm like,
we all just feel it differently. But I could just instantaneously feel myself be just like happier and comforted. Yeah, it was so nice. But I found on YouTube a remastered brown noise, and it's like louder than all the other ones that I found, because what I found is a lot of the YouTube videos for brown noise, like I'll turn it all the way up and my fan's like drowning it out. Like it's still not there.
And don't get this confused with brown note.
No, it's not which has also been debunked.
Yes.
It's not true. But
I wish it wasn't.
I'm glad it's not a real thing. I do not need more help pooping involuntarily, okay? But it, like, the one I found, the remastered, is it's so loud. Like, so I don't even turn it all the way up. I turn it, like, what, 2 down? And me and Matt were, like, testing the volumes the other night. We were
it's
like,
nuts.
Okay, I'm, like, all the way up. I'm, like, 2 down. And we decide 2 down from the top volume on an iPhone is the premium sound
it
level for that video.
Perfectly.
Well,
with my fan,
you know what? Tonight?
I'm sending it your way.
You send it my way.
It's so good.
Because I'm telling you what, I feel better than I did when I first came over here, but...
The power of sound. My favorite comments on the videos are incredible. Like, man, these lyrics hit home. Or like,
dude, this beat fucking slaps.
Yeah. It's great.
But you know what?
And the video, it's such a subtle thing, but the video, when it starts, it comes in gradually. So you don't just hit play.
Nice, a nice fade in.
It does. It does a nice slow fade in.
Cool.
And then you can, it's only an 8-hour, but you can loop it.
Oh, so. I mean.
Well, what's up, everybody? This is TFR News.
News.
I am completely exhausted for quite some time now.
Same.
And I'm joined here with completely exhausted 2 and completely exhausted 3. You want to take that mantle?
I love it. I actually think should be more like bathroom problems 1 or bathroom problems 1, bathroom problems 2.
Man, yeah, it's been a wild ride for a little bit. And
miserable 1, miserable 2.
TFR News, where we talk all about the science and...
The troubled trio.
The silly science. That's what we'll call the paranormal, the silly science.
I thought you said civic for a second. I was like...
The what?
The what science?
I thought you said civic.
Honda Civic Science.
Honda Civic Science, yeah. Why
I'm
not?
Like civic as in like...
Yeah.
Anyway, we got some interesting news today. Some lighthearted, some fun, some a little more... historical and in-depth and just like some studies to accompany it, so you know it's like absolutely true.
Well, before we I just want to make an apology to future listeners.
So when you're listening to this in the next week or so, you'll have part 2 to our aerial school episode, and there will be a lot of references.
Oh shit, that hasn't come out yet, huh?
No.
I thought that's already been put into the universe.
No. we decided God to record this quickly after and then just slide it in there to break them apart. But I won't say anything, but if you know what Let It Rip is from, no, it's not Rip and Dips.
Then you can join our team.
You can join the trio of the most exhausted people on the planet, if you'd like.
So and physically ill.
So
if you think you're not into that, maybe not listen to part two. Maybe just stick to part one and just kind of wonder.
We like took a joke and just really ran with it and beat it to absolute fucking pulp. We
ripped it. It's happening right the fuck now. We can't stop.
Dead in the ground. Could not stop.
No.
So if it's annoying, we know.
Yeah. And we're sorry, but also.
Kind of not sorry.
No.
You know.
But it might be, you have to endure it if you want to get through it. I'm sorry. I totally forgot that wasn't out yet. Yeah.
But you know what? That's our little sneak peek.
Oh, yeah. The Facebook Messenger has all been changed. The theme has been changed.
Yeah. That's so we apologize in advance. Yeah.
Our lives have been changed, truly.
Yeah.
All right. So the first thing, I might as well just get into this now. The first thing I want to bring up is that there was this very ugly, hideous creature spotted a number of days ago, a couple weeks ago.
I'm sorry.
And it's... been it's named the Supreme Court.
Oh, are we gonna talk about this? I was not ready to be triggered today.
I'm sorry, but I do want to say TFR stands for pro-choice. Mm-hmm. No way and whatsoever do we lean towards the other side.
Well, we're two-thirds women, so
yeah,
if you're the other way, get fucked.
Yeah, so I just want to state that right
Pussy
now.
Pussy Palace.
I know I want to
look so cringe, but
I want to keep this more so as kind of a getaway from all of that. But I feel like this is so monumental in the like de-escalation of just fucking democracy in the U.S. that I felt like I would want to or thought it'd be nice to bring it up just for a minute.
Where we stand, in case you, because you know we're woke
garbage.
Yeah, woke garbage.
Hell yeah.
So. If you thought we were woke garbage on that.
My uterus is just as woke.
Literally.
Yeah. And if anyone wants to hear something crazy about that besides it itself, I did come across today that there is a Utah lawmaker woman by the name of Carrie Ann Lisenby, mm-hmm. who basically is pro-life and agrees with the Supreme Court and says that I don't have any sympathy for women. And in this dilemma,
don't we just love internalized misogyny?
Because she believes that women should be able to control the intake of semen.
Yeah, that's good.
I'm not sure.
If I could control it, then I would harvest it and then shoot it at my enemies.
Ooh,
I would become like a water gun.
Ooh. Yeah, dude.
You know what?
Just saying. If women
changes,
had the
that
ability,
changes squirter to a whole
like,
new level.
If I had
level.
The ability, would you think I'd not be taking advantage? Like, what a dumb
You think
bitch.
I would be pumping my body with hormones?
Literally. No. Since I was literally 15.
No.
I don't even know who I am, not on artificial hormones.
Yeah. There's a video of Carrie Ann Lisenby if anyone wants to hear that dumb bitch talk.
You know, I'd really just rather not.
But just want to get it out there, out of the way. Sorry, those of you that are listening that didn't want to hear something like that, we're moving on. But I felt like that was important to note because
most underrated skill, knowing how women's bodies work.
I mean, you know what? I love my favorite question.
Or like
and
you can
I,
control like when you get pregnant and well, you know what I mean. Like
my favorite question is the how many holes question, and that
I
trips,
did that during the game night.
That trips up everyone that doesn't have a vagina. It. Even
or the
those
ones
who
that
do
like
one.
Shun their vagina and like don't give it any attention and pretend like it's a bad thing.
Yeah. Let us know how many holes.
In other, I guess, good news. I'm not sure. I feel like it's a little bit late for this. This comes from the insider. A 101-year-old former Nazi guard was just sentenced to 5 years in prison for aiding in more than 3,500 murders during the Holocaust.
A little too late. He's gonna die in there anyway.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's already 101.
Well. But good, though, at least.
Yeah, I guess. There's that. I also came across something from Lad Bible that Ukrainians are offering people to write special messages on bombs that they can drop against Russia if you want to pay them $40.
Nice.
You know?
I support that.
So you're basically just like hitting all the terrible things
it's
in the
like
world
a candy
right now.
Gram.
Yeah, why not?
It's like a candy gram at school, but
yeah,
nice.
Yeah,
kinda, a little kinda. Bit explosive.
Yeah.
The first actual, I guess, piece of interesting news, though, I'd like to bring up. I told this to Cassandra the other day.
So you spoiled it for me? I didn't even know it was a spoiler.
I didn't know if you really gave a shit for it.
Yeah, probably not.
Because I know you don't give a shit for the show.
I don't give a shit about really anything in general, unless it's pink or cute. Okay.
True, that's true. But this comes from the Black Vault. And if anyone out there, like myself, has watched the show, The Secret of Skinwalker Ranch... Which
is
on
the one I secondhand watched.
Yes, It's on History Channel.
The guy I don't like, right?
It's about, I don't know why you don't like him.
His voice.
His voice. He's just a country boy. It sounds like a country boy.
But it sounds like a fake.
He's got that
country voice is the thing. It sounds extremely fake.
Ass.
I mean, it might not be fake, but it's like so.
No, it's probably fake.
It's so caricaturized. It's unreal.
But he's been on the show. They're on season, I think, 3 now. So he's been on it for a couple.
Did they ever dig?
Couple of years.
Did they dig finally?
No, they tried.
They still haven't dug anything.
They've tried. They've kind of dug a little bit here and there, but
so they did dig.
Yeah, I think. Okay. If I remember correctly, maybe that was a season.
That was a huge
maybe
point
that
of
was
contention.
The season 2 finale.
You cannot dig or you'll die.
Well, yeah, yeah.
I just want to know
that's
if they
the don't. Lore of the place. Part of the lore of the place. But no, the guy that kind of headed this whole little group. His name is Travis Taylor. He's on that show, and if you watch that show, he's got that twang. He's got little blonde hair and whatnot. He's I think an astrophysicist.
His hair is the star of the show. Let's be real.
It changes every time. Like it's just talking about him. It's either straight
it's
the
so
fuck
unruly.
Up, or it's like way over here.
Oh,
or
is it like the one dude from Ancient Aliens?
Yes,
his hair
but
just
shorter and bleached and bleached.
I love
and
it.
Spiky.
What's up with these dudes? Like what hairdressers are they going to?
You know what's funny? This guy used to be on Ancient Aliens.
Oh wait,
did he really?
I think I might know him then. Okay, hold on.
Well, this is, show I think, the only picture I really have of him.
That's like the worst photo on planet.
Yeah, I'm not sure why. Well, I'm not sure why it has that stupid fucking filter on it.
Oh, yeah, that's
John Greenwald Jr. that runs the Black Vault. Why are you doing that?
He looks like he could be like...
Where'd you get this from?
Oh, fuck, what's his name? He looks like he could be like the buff action actor who's in every fucking action movie ever.
Like, oh,
he could be his cousin.
Oh, okay, like Jason Statham or something?
Maybe him. Maybe
Bruce
that's what I'm thinking
Willis.
Of. I think it's Bruce Willis.
Is he kind of
you know
what? Looks like Bruce Willis?
He could be his cousin.
It is. It's the really thin mouth, and it's kind of always slightly frowning the whole time.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Travis Taylor here. It's been found out that he was on the UAP task force, which was something that was created under Trump to basically work within agencies of the Department of Defense to investigate these UAPs, what was UFOs, in case people were like, what is a UAP? Again, USA is the land of acronyms. It's ridiculous. But it's...
The USA?
Exactly.
Actually, that's an initialism. An acronym's only when it's pronounced as a word, like NASA is an acronym, but USA is initialism.
Really?
I didn't know that.
Did you know there's something called a backronym too, which I think is when it's an acronym or initialism, but it makes an actual word?
Like what I just said, like
not
NASA?
Like NASA's not like a word. NASA sounds like a word, but when it makes
if it's like poop, people order our patties.
Yes, exactly. I think it's called a backronym.
You know what? I love how that just like.
Sorry. Poop. Oh, poop. I mean, it's always on
people
deck.
People order our patties.
But I just wonder what kind of information Mr. Travis here has, because I don't know. I didn't take him really any more than a TV personality, but now that I know that he's been involved with the UAP task force, which is now dissolved and is now the AOIMSG, which is, please bear with me, the Airborne Object Identification and Management Synchronization Group. I wonder what he knows. I wonder.
Well, he's
what
involved
he knows.
With MSG.
Wait, what's MSG?
The type of like, and aren't people against like
yeah,
I don't know what it, I don't
you.
Know what it like.
You might be thinking of MSG. That's like something in food.
Yeah,
right?
It's like I can't think of what it actually. I don't think anyone does. Anyone know what MSG is?
Monosodium glutamate.
Yeah, Josh Weissman on YouTube uses that all the time, and people give him shit. But he's like, "Look, I use a teaspoon, and it makes the food taste bomb. So who fucking cares?" And I'm like,
"Yeah." People are asking, "Is it harmful?" And they're like, "No."
No, just like gluten.
But then they're like,
I mean, if you have celiac disease, yes.
It's a flavor enhancer.
They're like,
My favorite is the GMOs.
Oh, the GMOs. Oh, weird.
It's genetically modified. It's like, literally
like
every
a banana is genetically modified.
Corn? Mm-hmm. If it wasn't genetically modified, we wouldn't have corn. It was literally modified.
We're just saying all the controversial shit on this podcast today.
But it's not even controversial. It's just fucking facts. Look, I know my food facts, okay? I was dropping all the food facts at game night the other night about why butter can be room temperature and stable.
Yeah.
Why you can keep fresh eggs room temperature but not store-bought. I was dropping all of the knowledge.
I must say it was pretty sexy.
It's
just smart.
Milk being in bags.
That's a Canadian thing. That's super fucking weird.
Yeah, but on the shelves, not refrigerated. Is it the same principle?
What?
Oh, you mean like when you... Because it's shelf stable, which means it's like pasteurized differently.
Yeah.
What does he know? Tell us.
Oh, are we still on this?
Yeah,
I don't know. He was assigned to the U.S. Army Space and Missile Defense Command. He's been with the intelligence community, other parts of the federal government to assist with the stand up of the UAPTF and its reporting requirements.
Do you think he has access to launch codes?
No, I don't think he has. I don't think he has any access to launch codes.
Has anyone seen any launch codes?
But so John Greenwald here, the person that runs the Black Vault site, which if you don't know what that is, that's basically a site that's run off of Simply John, and he does a bunch of FOIA requests. If you don't know what a FOIA request is, FOIA is the Freedom of Information Act, and he has learned how exactly to get these documents pulled from all sorts of government agencies for the public. That's the whole reason the Freedom of Information Act exists, but there's so many, you know, different routes you can take to where they can try and stop you. He's kind of been able to weave his way in and out in certain fields of the FOIA request process, I would say. But he decided to reach out to the Pentagon and the spokesperson for the Department of Defense, Susan Goh. She actually, wrote him back after he asked some questions. But it was a lot of, you know, was he confirmed to be official in this? Was he actually, like, paid? Did he actually have a position in the UAPTF? And she's just like, look, he's a brilliant guy. He did a lot of greatness for the U.S. government. Shit like that.
Why does she sound like she, like, broke up with him?
Yeah.
No shit. Well, no, like that she's like trying to say face, not talk shit. She's like, well, you know.
Yeah.
He was great.
He's a man.
It says in early 2021, following consultations with the UAPTF SMDC, he worked to clarify and de-conflict assigned tasks, responsibilities, and outside activities to balance mission priorities. See, what does that exactly mean?
I didn't even hear a word you just said.
He had a job.
He had a job.
Somewhere. Doing something.
That's like when you really beef up your resume. Like you make customer service, like understanding and communicating with the mass public and assisting with general, you know.
Yeah.
Just really like, give it the all.
Use the cash register. It's like used internal.
Handled cash transactions in a reliable and fast manner.
Yeah, that's why you say when you at your last job, you were a petroleum transfer engineer.
Yeah.
And you just pump the gas for people.
Ooh, but you're that's not a wrong. Good one.
But no, you're not wrong.
I'm not wrong. Okay. Something else interesting here.
Wait, so what was the finale of that?
Yeah, like when you
I'm
like,
so glad you asked.
Sorry, I was just gonna be I'm like, so what's
bring
what's,
it back.
What's up with this fucking dude?
Well, he's like, anyway, next topic.
He's
well,
like,
no,
the so this guy, he might have worked here. We talked to this one girl for the Information Act. She said maybe.
Anyway, dolphins, aren't they just the coolest?
Well, no, it's interesting because, I mean, sure, the connection with the TV world is kind of interesting, the fact that he would put himself kind of out there. But just the fact that now we have a face to someone who's been associated with this, because most of the time, you know, you just imagine completely just dark, no facial feature face with a question mark in it. I mean, you don't know who most of these people are. But the fact that we have someone else that we can actually, you know, recognize and converse with and possibly find something out, however you want to go about that, I don't know. It is just something interesting. And the fact that we never knew about it. And he was in plain sight this whole time. What? You don't want... No. That's right. You don't.
I don't like his voice. I mean, he could be the nicest guy in the world, but I just don't like hearing him talk.
So, next story in the Chuckle Hut here. Comes from fucking Newsweek.
You can't depress me.
Newsweek. Oh, man, if there's anything else in this world that I like besides, say, cryptids or aliens, it's fucking treasure hunts, and I don't know why, but the thrill is exciting.
Because there's treasure, and you're hunting. It's
treasure
sweet.
Could be anything.
So National Treasure was like...
National Treasure 1.
That literally
the
gets me.
The second one was ass.
The second one was
I don't
ass.
Know. I live it. I don't
that
care.
That second?
They need to make 17 more, and
although,
I will eat them
I will
alive.
Say, second one...
I'll eat them up.
Second one, the nerd boy...
Yes. You know what?
I said, wait
I'm going
to
say what I'm saying it. They should have treated National Treasure like they're treating Fast and the Furious.
You know what's interesting?
I need 20
I'll get on that. I mean, well, listen, it brings history.
What's interesting, though, I'm going to say, is one of our upcoming topics on the KGC, the writer of a book that I have, I believe actually was sort of a little bit behind the scenes of National Treasure 1 or 2 to kind of like, no, do this, no, nice. Do this, no, do this, kind of, because this guy's all, he knows like this real intense, cryptic kind of deciphering thing that the KGC had. So he can pick out these fucking clues, literally like a fucking line in a tree can mean some astronomical event or 500 yards. It's something ridiculous.
You should have seen my absolute mental breakdown when we were doing a room escape. And
it's horrible.
One of the very final pieces was, it was funny because we went into this one room. I saw a desk and I was like, please. Please. I was like heavy breathing. I'm like, please be what I think it's going to be. And then one of the very last things, you had to get under the desk and pull the drawers out. And I literally screamed.
They had to have taken it from
that
movie.
Move! I'm like, this is mine. I literally freaked the fuck out. And
when
screamed.
She knows what she's doing, she'll plow right through you to do it.
Oh,
when she
doesn't know,
she stands and screams because she doesn't know what to do. And she's like, we need a hint.
But you know what?
It's the anxiety.
So
for me.
I, when it comes to room escapes, I've done a few of them. I absolutely hate taking charge. I love it. I love just being a passerby.
I
don't mind taking charge, but I just love them so much.
Anyone in my path.
But see, that's what I mean. I like watching other people. See, that's why I don't like playing video games some of the times. I just like watching people play video games.
Same.
When the host came in, when we finally finished, she was like, so you like National Treasure?
Yeah.
I was like, sorry.
Well,
I was like, yes.
Speaking
they should have played the National Treasure music.
Oh, they should have. Well, speaking of treasure, from Newsweek here, two ships, not one, not three.
Two. Count them. Two.
Two ships found near Spanish galleon full of gold worth $17 billion.
Wow.
I mean, Goonie style.
Two previously unknown shipwrecks have been found near a famous Spanish galleon laden with an estimated $17 billion in gold that was sunk by the British in 1708. The San Jose was a 62-gun, three-masted galleon that was sunk by the British with 600 people on board in the War of Spanish Succession, which was 1701 to 1714. Before being found in 2015, laden with gold and valuables, now worth to be about $17 billion. Now, two other vessels have been found nearby thanks to new high-tech equipment that have also allowed Colombian naval officials to take a closer look at the San Jose and to locate impressive historical artifacts, including a gold ingot and the crew's swords. They also managed to film numerous gold coins scattered on the seafloor. The footage obtained from the Colombian government shows high-tech equipment being lowered to the seafloor where a cannon can be seen on the seabed, and other artifacts have been strewn on the sand, including various clay pots. Close-up images near one of the cannons shows a handful of gold coins lying on the sand. Another shot shows a large number of what appears to be teacups strewn across the sand. The images also show a wealth of artifacts lying on the seafloor waiting to be investigated, which is pretty fucking cool, and I wonder where the $17 billion goes. To the government, probably?
Literally. Well, I was just thinking, I'm like, realistically, if you ever were to find, like, treasure like that, what would you even do?
Well, I wonder how much it differs, if it does, if it's on land or sea.
Right.
That I don't know.
Well, because my thing is like, okay, yeah, you take it, but then you're going to have to give it to the bank, and the bank's going to be like, where the fuck did you get that from?
Like,
well,
it has to be traded in to be of value, so who do you get the money from?
Well, I feel like if it's some kind of...
Without the government being involved.
Right.
Yeah, but some sort of kind of federally regulated kind of land... That might not be just like something residential, so to speak. I feel like the government would take it. But I feel like if, say, I was, or someone else was, say, to find something on my land, I'd get a cut, but they would probably keep it.
Depends how they got it on your land. Yeah. Like,
well, that's what I'm saying. If they got it on my land.
No, but how do they do that? Do they forcefully, like, get in your shit? Did you
I think it can be easily as that. They get the permit to come up the door and ask, are we allowed to do this? And blah, 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 blah,
blah.
Yeah,
but if you say no.
Well, if I said no, then yeah.
And they could just come in anyway.
And then I wonder if they take it anyway, if I can get it back.
I bet you could, like, clean.
Because I know stories
of... Well, how do you prove that's also where they got it from?
Well, I know stories of people...
Pull a big fucking hole in the ground.
That have... Exactly.
Fill it back
no,
in.
No, you're exactly correct. Because I know stories of people that have collaborated with somebody else. Like, say, someone has the equipment, but someone else has the expertise of figuring out, say, clues to where some buried treasure is. And then all of a sudden, one of those people is out of the loop. And the other one has actually came in and got it themselves without telling the landowner. And then the other person that was left out of it all will go to, like, the officials or
like court or whatever.
Authorities.
Yeah. Authorities, thank you. And be like, hey, he gypped me. And then they would get on it. And typically they still keep the majority, even though they found it. But then they do have to go up some of it to the homeowner, landowner, and the other people involved.
I feel like it depends, like, I don't know, if it's your land, I don't know, I feel like you have more...
This land is your land?
Yeah. I don't know. Which is just another
did you know,
teaser to our upcoming
KGC episode. That was from Oklahoma.
Really?
Who was?
The guy that sang that.
Iconic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and
then, you know that the first KGC like branch, which I think they called Castles, was established in the great old Cincinnati.
What branch? What is it?
Like Masonic lodges, you know, lodges, you know, I didn't know KGC. I think they're called Castles. The first one was in Cincinnati.
I bet. Cincinnati was, it's always been
Fort
a bumpin'.
Yeah. KGC's pretty fucked and shitty, though. So I'm not particularly proud of that.
Well, a lot
of knowledge.
Shit in Cincinnati's shitty, so.
Yeah.
And everyone from Ohio hates us and shits on us and calls us Kentucky anyway.
That's true.
But I would say that if gigantic treasures like this can be found, and that would, I don't know, that leaves a little bit of hope for some of the other treasures that have been, I don't know, throughout legends and mysteries and just historical accounts, that there probably is other ones out there, again, like the KGC.
Well,
when we get to it.
And I mean, let's just be real, the ocean is big as fuck. And if you want to hide stuff,
yeah, you want to get down to the nitty-gritty of it. Yeah,
I mean, think about how many, like, between the in the Atlantic, not the Pacific. We've already I have a phobia of the Pacific Ocean, but on the Atlantic, I mean, how many boats go back and forth, and how many get lost?
Oh yeah, all throughout maritime history.
Mm-hmm. I always think about treasure and just think of how, like, to the untrained eye, such as mine, like I could be just walking down the sidewalk and see something that looks like a total piece of trash, and then someone picks it up and they're like, "This is from 17th yep. century China and is worth $4.9 mm-hmm. billion." And I walked by and I thought it was like a McDonald's cup or something, and I'm like, "Oh shit!"
Well, speaking of finding treasure like that, whatnot, again, the KGC
or like fossils and shit too, like mm-hmm. anything that could just be like a value.
I think it's called the Saddle. Saddle Gorge Hoard or something like that. I can't remember where exactly it was at, but I think this couple saw a lid sticking out of the ground. It was some kind of moss over it, and it contained it was a big cache of coins. Mm. One of the coins from 1866 before.
Like they dug it up and
they dug
found
it up
it.
And found it. And one of the coins was from 1866. Well, a lot of them were from 1866 as well, but one in particular from 1866 was actually minted before they put "In God We Trust" on it. Mm. And that one alone is like $6 million or something. Wow. $1.4. Yeah.
Would you sell it or would you keep it?
Oh, fuck. I'd probably sell it.
Oh, yeah. Me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I might keep some of them, but I'd be like, the real expensive shit like that? Like, hell. I mean,
I'd take a photo of it and then sell it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. If I could sell that for $6 million and keep the rest myself, I'd be like, okay, that's fine. I think $6 million will do for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But.
That's what people are like, no, you got to keep it. Let it value it. No.
No.
I need that money now.
I'm too
now.
Poor
yeah,
to have
I don't care.
Things of value just sitting there.
Well, because then it's like, okay, then I get all this money now, I can invest it and then get more money.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
you can only get rich if you're already rich, right?
Literally.
So
be smart.
Gotta get that, you know, small loan of $1 million from
Hey, look, yeah. I probably have a better chance of going out in the world and digging up treasure than putting this body on OnlyFans, all right? Let's just be real.
Well, don't post that to them. Don't say it to the internet.
Don't shame. Everyone out there's got a type. Every person out there is someone's type.
Okay. Not gonna lie, that sounded really shady. That sounded shady as fuck.
Hey, people, if you think I should be on OnlyFans, let me know. Maybe.
I didn't mean it
that way. You're like, well.
Well, he's just shitting on himself.
You're like, the mainstream doesn't want you, but there's a market for you.
No, that's not what I meant. I'm saying everybody, there is someone out there who would do weird things to you.
DM me personally.
Mm-hmm. Someone to pay good money to see you do weird shit on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm not gonna let, no.
What?
You don't even do the weird shit for me. I got to see it first, and then
you
can pay.
You don't want me to do the weird shit. You run away in fear.
What kind of weird shit do you want to do?
That's why I'm like, okay,
I can't tell you.
Well, come on.
Where's the pod?
Between
you know
a
how
husband
supportive,
and his
you know how
wife.
Supportive we'd be. We would tell you what made good content and what didn't. We'd be like, yes, you have got to put
I don't,
that
I
on
wouldn't
there.
Watch it, but I would be like, you
I
can
would like kind of describe
yeah,
the gist
I'd be like,
of it.
I'd be like, no.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be like, do you need help? Getting that in there.
You can just hold the light. You can do the lighting, and then I'll do the snapping of the photo.
So what is it? What do you want to put up where?
Whoa.
We'll save this part for a Patreon exclusive episode.
Got it. That's one of the perks is like the photo, the Polaroid of.
I'll just read tea leaves and tarot cards in the nude.
That actually sounds like you have
sounds
a pretty,
comforting.
No, you probably have a really big audience for that, believe it or not. I'm sure there's a market out there.
Don't fucking steal that.
I wouldn't.
Not you. Anyone listening can't do it. It's copyrighted.
Yeah, there you go.
It's already copyrighted.
Why not?
I've already mailed the idea to myself. Won't open the envelope. I'm good now.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So the next piece of news I have here is quite interesting, entertaining, maybe a little humorous.
Prove it.
I will fucking gladly prove it. So from
I'm pretty numb.
The New York Post.
Oh, here we go.
I visited an ancient pyramid and suddenly I can speak an alien language.
Define alien language.
Do you think she's lying?
Why do I sound like she's about to say some racist shit right off the bat?
No. It's in a different language, so I don't know.
I'm like halfway. I don't know because people can go into like comas and wake up from a brain injury and speak like French all of a sudden.
That's true.
Shit's weird.
And then they can play like piano.
Shit's really fucked up. I don't know.
What's the word I'm looking for? Virtuoso.
Yeah.
This woman is making claims that are out of this world. That's a good way to start this piece. Good job, Brittany Miller.
That's really close.
Well, we don't need to know my last name.
I thought you were the only person named Brittany.
Apparently.
I know so many BMs.
Maffey? M-A-F-E. I don't know how to say that name.
Like the one in your butt.
That's what I was going to say. I know a lot and I have a lot.
Sorry.
So, Maffey. I'm not sure exactly if that's how it's pronounced. M-A-F-E. Maffey? Maffey Walker.
Meef.
45. Said that she can now speak an alien language after a trip to the ancient Teotihuacan pyramids just outside of Mexico City. In the Columbia Natives series of viral TikTok posts.
Oh, God. Here it is. There you go.
She claimed that while at the pyramid site, aliens contacted her and gifted her the ability to communicate with them. Walker currently has over 300,000 TikTok followers with over 1 million likes. In her videos now, she is seen standing at various places chanting this special quote-unquote language with no explanation of why she's doing it. In her bio, she claims to be a medium for the message that these extraterrestrials are trying to spread. Now, maybe I should just play one of these fantastic clips for everyone to hear.
Here we go.
Okay, I changed my mind to no. You watch like one tribal ritual from Africa.
What did I say? What did I literally say? What does she look like? I want to see. Because I have an idea.
She looks like someone that would do that.
Yep.
I knew it. I said she was going to be blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde and tan. No offense, but that, I knew it.
Yeah. What did I say? I feel like that's where it was going down.
I think for me, the thing that changes me to know is because when you say alien language, it's one of those things where it's like, you can't prove that it's not an alien. It's not like she's just randomly speaking French, that it's like a language that people understand and can prove that, she knows
so, it. Hashtag medium, hashtag portal, hashtag interdimensional, hashtag magician, hashtag multidimensional being, and hashtag Arcturian.
Let's be real. I feel like an alien race that's able to communicate, they'd probably just communicate like electronically or something.
Well, and my thing
is
why is it that like when you go alien, that's what you like
silly
why?
Sounds and
you want to hear silly sounds?
But why?
No.
Well, why can't the alien sound like Sims where they're like, go bada boy?
Dog.
I mean, that's a silly sound.
Fushibla.
Yeah.
Nobu.
Nobu.
Well,
no, they're like, let me find this like vaguely tribal sound and just say that that's where I found
it. Falsetto.
Her name, even here on TikTok, is Maffey Walker Starseed.
Oh,
which
fuck.
Which is a term you kind of hear people when they're like, their parents are aliens will say. They're extraterrestrials.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, but that's,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's just
and I'm
basically
not always talking just to you, okay?
The fakest shit I've ever seen
in my
life.
Oh, come on, hold on. You can't tell me this one
she
posted recently for 3.4 million
all right,
views.
Well, let's see, 3.4. Mis amores desde la base de la pirámide del sol. Me amo, te amo. I can die and I'm making the maya and I can take him, I can take him, I can take him. Opulencia, soy opulencia.
She's ripping off Spanish and French and mushing them together.
She's got the lips.
She's literally
she's
just,
my Valencia.
She is just trying to come up with words that she thinks sound foreign and then putting a la 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 in between them.
I think you're exactly correct. I think she's kind of combining
like,
Spanish,
la 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 Valencia, la la la,
maybe French, English, something. I think she's just combining weird shit. There was one part of that I wanted to hear. Hold on.
She's spitting fire there.
Yeah, that part cracks me up.
See, you know what? I would have better if she was like, that's what the alien language sound like.
Yeah. No, What the alien language sounds like is the fucking guy on TikTok who actually does the beatboxing alien shit with the green filter. That's what aliens sound like.
I believe he talks
like.
To aliens.
Absolutely. No, he is an alien. Like the one where he abducts
Mars
sheets
Attacks.
And shit.
Thank you.
All
right.
Isn't that what they do in that?
We've gone over this
That's
exact
what
scenario.
That's what Waluigi does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. But in the like in the pinball machine, he's like.
So yeah, if you want to check out MAFE, 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 whatever, Walker Starseed on TikTok. There are...
Have fun.
Yeah.
I'm just... I want to read what some of the comments here.
Oh, you know the comments are roastinger.
A lot of them are in different languages.
Hi, well, yeah.
Are they in the alien language?
Maybe.
It's all really up close.
It's her alien TikTok following.
She's behind a tree. Here she's behind... Oh, Palladian is one of her hashtags too, of course. That's
What's
a,
that?
That's a type of alien race, supposedly. Mm-hmm. Same with Arcturian.
Here we go. 3 point... Let me...
3.4 is one I just played. No, I didn't mean to play that.
Can I just like, see what her chicken looks nuggets, like? Chicken mac. I'm curious, what did she do before this?
1 month after launching her account, Walker was invited on local talk show Vega La Alegria.
Wait.
Oh, where she told the host that she has access to a galactic portal.
A galactic portal.
Yeah, she has access to a galactic portal.
Okay, wait. Sorry. Okay. This is her first post.
Sure.
Mis amores, aquí en Teotihuacán, detrás de la Pirámide del Sol, aquí en México. Soy portal medium conmigo.
Is she actually speaking Spanish there?
It sounded like
I
it.
I think so. She says hashtag light language, hashtag light language transmission, hashtag siren.
I think she believes that what she is receiving from these aliens is that they just want to be loved and be peaceful.
I mean, I guess she's not hurting anybody, so
she's not.
She's
having a great time.
Yeah.
She has to know that people out there are laughing at it. Maybe not making...
Yeah, but not everyone cares.
Maybe not making fun, but they are very entertained.
Well, you know what? She went to... okay, right on. She went to Pride.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
Hey,
woo!
Someone said...
So we know the aliens are tolerant, right?
Yes, we do.
Nice.
So, you know...
Well, you said they want to spread love, so...
Yeah.
What better place to do it
Apparently
than Pride?
Apparently they come in peace.
We stand.
All right. So, the next piece of news I have, one of the bigger pieces that's been talked about for about a month now... but I mean, kind of have to bring it up because it's still kind of making its rounds and people aren't sure what's going on. So what I actually posted this forever ago in, what is that thing? TFR page we have
the group.
Yeah. I posted in that, but is this comes from 5 NBC DFW. What exactly is this unidentified Amarillo object, as they call it, the UAO, caught on camera at zoo? And if this isn't Sonic the Hedgehog come to life, I don't know what is.
Oh, I think I did see this. It looks like a werewolf.
It does look like a werewolf.
Like an upright werewolf.
Or skinwalker.
Werewolf.
No, well, he looks like he's got like tufts.
Yeah, he does. And actually, I saw Astonishing Legends take the picture, and they did a little bit of work on it.
Forensic.
And Photoshop work.
Yeah, like forensic photo, like photo editing, like backtracking.
And... when they tried to clear it up a few different ways, they were like, it's pretty odd that when we, if you want to say, quote unquote, enhance, I know.
I
actually,
always love it. Like, we digitally enhance this image. Yeah.
That's not a thing, right?
Well, it's
technically.
Just like, when like Ghost Adventure, we digitally enhance this audio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's like, that can mean anything. You made it louder. Okay.
Well,
yeah.
And I also love whenever like you're on crime or like any like TV shows, they're like, enhance.
And it's
enhance.
Just zooming.
Enhance.
That's funny as fuck to me.
Enhance.
Or like a movie or a TV show when they're like, take this like 3 pixel by 3 pixel image and make it HD. We've enhanced it. It's
and
like,
they do.
Oh.
And you're like,
you can like
oh.
read everything on the page of a person reading like 20 miles away. It's like, wow.
Yeah. But I know Astonishing Legends doesn't like the word enhance, but for the lack of a better term, that's what
I'm
going to use.
Yeah.
But when they did that, I think only the legs would clear up, but anything above it was still just obscured. For whatever reason, no matter what they did, they're like, this is weird. The legs will kind of clear up and become more defined. But as for the top half of the body?
Haunted.
No idea.
Fake.
Something strange was recently spotted near the Amarillo Zoo. On May 21st at about 1:30 in the morning, security cameras surrounding the zoo captured a peculiar image, to say the least. Again, if you're in the group, you've probably seen me post it. If you're not in the group,
why
then,
the fuck not?
Then why the fuck not? And get on NBC DFW
We're
to check
so
this out.
We're so like pleasurable and great to hang out with.
We want you to be here, fuckers.
We're so personable.
You should tell us you love us.
We have problems.
The silhouette.
We need the validation. Yeah.
The silhouette resembled several things. Was it a zoo employee wearing a big hat? Maybe. That's what I'm going with.
Well, like those Hot Topic hats that you would get in like in middle school to high school where they were like the animal hat like on top and like the big thing came down, you put your hands in
it. You know what actually?
What's up?
She was agreeing.
Yeah.
That's what that means in girl talk. Like actually.
Or maybe a teenager dressed up in a wolf costume or perhaps a large coyote standing on its hind legs. Some have even suggested it was a chupacabra.
Dead werewolf.
But for now, the zoo is calling it a UAO, unidentified Amarillo object. Quote, it is definitely a strange and interesting image, said Michael Kashuba, City of Amarillo, COA, Director of Parks and Recreation.
Where? Amarillo?
Texas?
I think so, yeah.
Is that Amarillo?
I thought it was Amarillo.
I thought it was Amarillo, too.
Amarillo, my bad. Maybe Amarillo can help solve the mystery of our UAO. The public is more than welcome to submit their own theories on the true identity of the UAO. It is also important to note that this entity was outside of the Amarillo Zoo, according to Kashuba. There were no signs of attempted entry into the zoo. No animals or individuals were harmed. There were no signs of criminal activity or vandalism.
I like that they called it, like, you know, we find something in Cincinnati, we should call it, like, a UCO.
I was also thinking if that zoo has an armadillo, they only should be able to call it the Amarillo Armadillo.
With an amaretto.
Amaretto.
Oh, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Like, at that, they'll have a stand that is get your Amarillo Armadillo Amaretto.
I fucking love it.
Triple A.
Mm-hmm. There you go. No, that's the easy cop out. You have to order it full length.
And if you don't, they get Triple A to actually tow you out.
You only get three shots to say it correctly, or you have to go to the back of the line.
Yeah. I love it, actually. Great business model.
Thank you.
But yeah, if you think you can crack this case, which of course, by the time you're hearing this, it's been about a month old, so I'm not sure if anything else is really going to come out about this, but you can contact the COA communications office at publiccommunications@amarillo.gov.
Get on it.
Yeah. And of course, our posts on this on social media.
And ask about the armadillo, because I want to know.
Yeah. Our posts on this on social media will have this image in case no one has seen it and you stick to our social medias in order to see it. Yeah, it'll be there.
We're going to gatekeep it. You can only see it.
I think this is just the set of Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I wonder what it looks like. It has something in its hand. Maybe it's just his claw. Maybe it has a gun.
Well, he's gone rogue.
Maybe he's been like,
thumb. Like,
yeah, he's doing like the thumb gun.
Like, hey,
maybe he's doing this. He's hitchhiking.
He's hitchhiking.
Maybe
he's lost. He needs a ride.
He's been on a week long coke bender.
Why it goes so fast.
That is why Sonic goes so fast. They don't show that in the movies. That's the deleted scenes. That's the X-rated version.
Well, he does a lot of coke, goes really fast, and steals a bunch of coins. So, I mean, that's kind of fitting.
So that's basically it for the spooky kind of news that goes on in the world. Of course, I'm not sure if you want to say.
That's not spooky.
101-year-old Nazis going to jail is spooky. No. I don't know if you want to say a woman talking to aliens is spooky. Kind
about
of
just
spooky,
strange.
But
instead of spooky, just strange or weird.
Spooky, strange, fringe.
Well.
But.
No, fringe means bangs.
Yeah.
The last little segment we have on this show now is when I bring an actual piece of scientific news in here. So this comes from sciencedaily.com. Writing is not present in all complex societies, but it can signal inequality. So for more than a century, written language was seen by and other social scientists as a definitional feature of societal complexity or advancement.
Mm-hmm.
If you've studied ancient human history in any way, shape, or form, you've probably heard that, you know, like, the Sumerians, like Egyptians, the Greeks, they're advanced civilizations. Typically, the tipping point between what is advanced and what is not is when they have some sort of language, mm-hmm. some sort of cuneiform, you know, hieroglyphics, something.
Way to communicate with it.
But in a new study in the Journal of Social Computing, researchers have found that societies don't need written languages to be large or have complex governments. In a systematic comparative survey of pre-colonial Mesoamerican societies, the study's authors found that some large population centers had written systems of communication, but others did not. At the same time, the centers that had more elaborate computational and writing systems tended to be more autocratic than the ones without.
Makes sense.
For the study, Feynman and Carballo, compared large population centers in what's now Mexico and Central America from 1250 BCE to 1520 CE, looking at factors like population size, the size of the area governed, and political organization. Even in societies without written records, researchers are able to determine political structure by examining the archaeological remains of buildings and features like palaces. By comparing the remains of residences, public buildings, settlement layout, burial contexts, and monuments, researchers are able to glean information about how a society was governed and how power and wealth were distributed. Feynman and Carballo then cross-referenced these data points with the computational systems like writing and mathematics and calendars used by the populations of these settlements. The relationships they found between writing and societal complexity were, in a word, complex. There wasn't a clear linear relationship between the size of a society and whether it had writing, but they did find a link between writing and political organization. Writing tended to appear more often in societies with autocratic rulers than in societies where power was more evenly shared. Now, that might seem backwards because knowledge is power. Surely you might think societies with writing would be better able to communicate across vast distances and give more people the opportunity for knowledge. However, that is not what Feynman and Carballo found. Quote, if we take the cases of the most elaborate writing systems like the classic Maya, a lot of their writing was to convey messages between high-status people, says Feynman. Because it's a complex writing system, the number of people who could absorb it was restricted by wealth or class, and you were conveying to those people information that both legitimized your leadership role and may have expressed your relationship to other elites. In this case, writing wasn't a great equalizer, it was the opposite. They also found that writing systems weren't necessarily correlated with societies that needed to communicate with people far away. Quote, I don't think writing was primarily to convey messages to people over long distances. Most written texts were not portable at that time. If you wanted to convey information to a large number of people, they would come to a place and you'd have some sort of activity in that place, which would rely on mostly verbal speechifying, says Feynman. In previous work, Feynman with some colleagues has shown that societies with big power imbalances tend to be the ones that are somewhat less sustainable, and that seems to align with the findings in this study. Quote, in Mesoamerica, I think it's pretty clear that the most collectively organized polities and less quote-unquote complex writing systems actually tend to be more endurable, more sustainable, he says. Another key finding of the study is that even when societies developed an elaborate writing system, like the classic Maya, they didn't always stick with it. Quote, technological adoption and spread are social processes, says Feynman. Technologies that seem to be more elaborate or efficient are not always embraced or even retained. The study is important in a broader context of understanding the human past and showing that the evolution and spread of technologies, including in communication and computation, don't always happen in a linear way, says Carballo. They are developed and adopted or rejected by people within specific social and historical contexts. The researchers aim to reframe the way that archaeologists look and define social complexity. Quote, I think it's important not just to look at the presence, absence, or the elaborateness of communication systems, but it's important to look at who communicated with who and the kinds of messages sent, says Feynman. The study illustrates the importance of how we're organized. Humans are a really unique combination of being really good cooperators, but also selfish. Our work helps show the complexity of that balance, which underpins the ebbs and flows of human history. Whew, okay, I'm done. That's the pieces I pulled from the article, too. But I bring this up because, one, have either of you heard of a site in Turkey called Göbekli Tepe? Or Göbekli Tepe?
Sounds familiar, but I don't know what that is. Yeah.
So it was this site discovered, oh God, if I can't remember exact dates or times or days or whatever, decades ago. But not much was known about it. And then with, you know, technological advances, we were able to discern, you know, what's this and what's that and how old certain things are. And it comes out to be that this site seems to be around 12.
Site of what?
12,000 years old, huh?
Site of what, though? You just said a site.
The Blackie Tepe.
But what's at the site?
Well, okay. Well, I mean, it looks like some type of civilization, people, some sort of
ruins,
humans lived here. Yes. There are ruins of, I'm not exactly sure they even know, you know, if there were like burial chambers here or if this was like a dining table.
I didn't know if you meant ruins. I didn't know if you meant they found like the fucking Magna Carta or what the fuck ever.
Sure.
Like, I'm like, there's something here. What is it?
Well, so it has the, I think, oldest megaliths that have ever been discovered, which are just, you know, giant like rock stone formations, mm-hmm. which some are like, you know, kind of like the whole debate with Egyptians and how they created some of the things. Like, how did they do that? Slavery. Simple question. How they do
literally.
That? But then, you know, you find like a certain pillar that is, you know, like completely cylindrical. You find three of them evenly spaced apart in a triangle. They line up with some stars on the winter solstice, something like that. But you still have people that I mentioned at the top of this article that are like, you know, they could have had a spaceship fly the fuck down right in the middle of this platform here. But since I don't see any ABCs written about, mm-hmm. I don't consider this mm-hmm. an advanced civilization. And that's where a huge debate within the world of people that have researched Göbekli Tepe are at. Because there are these things that seem to be some kind of like astrological alignment to this and that. But again, people don't see some type of language.
Well, like, I know people who don't know how to read or write.
Yeah. And I'm sure they do.
A lot of people, like,
education is a very privileged thing.
I mean,
thing.
That's the you know, but these people still can, like, function. I know one of them does carpentry, knows how to build shit. Right. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible to know how to build shit and not write it down.
You can still be very intelligent and understand the way that mm-hmm. things function and mm-hmm. even communicate without the written word or...
No, you're exactly correct. The main reason I bring this article up, not only just specifically, obviously, to fill the spot for the show, but to talk about a few of our past episodes when it was me and Josh and we talked about the Piri Reis map and ancient human history.
Mm-hmm. I remember you going really into depth in that one.
We really did. It's a three-parter. It was like 5-6 hours of it. But I talked about, I think maybe it was in part one, about who were possibly the first seafaring people. Because we always want to know who traveled the world first. You know, how come we only know about chickens in Europe, but all of a sudden we quote unquote first discover South Africa, or excuse me, South America, and there's fucking chickens here. It's like, well, how do you
explain
that?
They got wings.
Sure. They flew 30,000 miles.
Yep, in one, no
in
rest.
One go.
Yes.
Yeah. They didn't eat, they didn't shit, they didn't sleep, they didn't do anything.
No.
But I think I can't, so it was Polynesia, which if you don't know what Polynesia is, it's in the Pacific.
I know. It's big as fuck if people don't know.
Big as fuck. I think it's 2/3 of the world.
It's the biggest.
Or excuse me, it's 1/3 of the world.
Yeah, I think it's 1/3, yeah. It's scary as shit. Like, you can basically be looking, facing just the Earth, and it just be the Pacific Ocean.
The most isolated point, like the farthest point, or what's the point that is farthest from land mm-hmm. is somewhere in the Pacific. I think they call it like Point Nemo or something.
I think it is Point Nemo, yeah.
Anyway, Polynesia has like over 1,000 islands. And they're not the biggest by any means. But I talked about them possibly being maybe the first actual seafaring people. Maybe how South America got, I think chickens was actually one thing I noted, or so like that. Because there were people, I can't remember any names. Okay, you know, we're like makeshift experts on this show. We know what we're talking about maybe for the 2 or 3 episodes we do it on. But after that, we kind of lose the information. So forgive me if I don't remember everything about the Piri Reis episodes.
Bring out your reference material. Where's your old notes at, Matt? Studied up.
Well, it's on here somewhere, but I don't feel like digging for it. But
to the point.
Yeah, there are people, same as whoever found, you know, like, stepped foot on North America first. And Native Americans are here. And people that they thought wouldn't exist. And they're like, holy shit. So this has actually been occupied for some time. Same exact thing happened with Polynesia, where they find this island. Like, cool, we found this first. What's that? Squint their eyes. Holy shit, that's people. And then when they would say, leave said island and travel, I don't know, a couple miles to the next island, there's more people. So how do those people, these same people, on one island, on two islands? Obviously, they had to somehow travel. Now, you know, traveling,
you birth a child and then you just yeetus the fetus over to the next island.
Yeah.
Now,
and let it grow up.
Well, because you can slingshot, you know.
Going to an island that's a couple miles away or fucking 100 feet away or so is different than sailing the world. But I think I talked in that episode that there was a gentleman by the name of, I think his name was Thor or Tor. I know it's pronounced that way as well.
Tahor.
he constructed, I think, a ship based on ancient, like, Polynesian techniques and stuff. And granted, I can't remember if it's Polynesians. It could be the Phoenicians. It could be somebody. I don't know.
Phoenician, that's like Greece.
That's over in Greece, yeah.
No, it would have been, I mean, Polynesian, that's correct.
I think it is.
But they were seafaring people.
I don't know if they were called anything different. Austronesians? I don't know. But he created like some ship based off ancient like Polynesian techniques and yada yada. And no navigational systems whatsoever. Just used the tools of the day. And he made it across the Pacific to I think he might have went to Hawaii and then some other island and came back or so, showing that he could do it.
Well, like people who are, I was going to say Botus. That's not right.
Botus?
Sailors.
Seamen.
Seamen.
Follow the stars.
Yeah, I mean, that's the truly. I mean,
landmarks. And I'm sure currents help kind of guide you in a certain direction.
And astrological, like celestial navigators.
Yeah, stars. I said that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that. Sorry.
Stars. The way the ocean, yeah, like you said, correct.
You figure it out when you ain't got nothing else to go off of.
I mean, like when they, people talk about Lost at Sea, which, holy shit.
No, that would be Life of Pi.
We won't get into that, but yes, that's a fear. That's a fear.
That's a big fear, especially in the Pacific Ocean.
I'm just going to jump overboard and end it.
Yeah, we're done.
I'm not going to outlast that.
I'm letting the tiger eat me.
Yes, 100%.
Anyway, this thing. Oh, but people who get lost at sea who don't have any of their technology or their technology fails them, that's what they do to figure out how to get to the closest body of land is they figure out where they are.
I would be royally fucked.
Current, the stars, the sky,
But the reason I bring all of that up as well is because I believe that there is, I mean, I feel like you'd be ignorant to not believe it, that there's obviously a lot of human history, especially maritime history, that we just won't know. We will probably never know because a ship like that was built in fucking 5000 BC probably was made out of just some type of wood that will just rot away and never exist again.
So it's not like weather treated.
It's not. Yeah. They should have went to Lowe's.
Yeah.
But we won't find that stuff. So we'll never truly know, quote unquote, never really know. But this is just littered with the same people that are in the stigma with Göbekli Tepe, where they're like, well, I didn't see them fucking write SOS in the sand, so I guess they're not intelligent. They can't make a boat.
Well,
I'm like, I'm telling you, it's ridiculous.
Well, and a lot of historians.
Well, there's like rules, like check mark, like a doctor diagnosing something. Check, check, check.
Yeah.
Nope. You only got 4 out of 5. You don't have this.
Well, and what they're check marking is Western civilization.
Exactly.
That's what they
the
check
rules
it against.
Set in place by
And they go, well, these people over here who are white did it this way. So
these are the standards.
If they didn't do it this way, then they're not civilized.
They're wrong.
They didn't. Aliens. It's so hard for us to comprehend that they would have actually done it.
Smart. Yeah.
That aliens came and intervened.
Yeah. But how did they do that?
I mean, but, come the fuck on.
Yeah. I don't know. This article, I think, very scientifically, very intelligently portrays what most of us think, that one thing can't just define you. One thing can't define the rest of yourself, whether it be the actions you take, whether it be how your society works.
It's like humans are complex creatures. Or
well,
something.
What's this fucking in here? As humans are really complex at doing.
Yeah, and so are societies. It's just a very complex but fragile thing.
Well, and it brings up a good point. Like, why write shit down if, number one, you can't take it with you?
What would be the point in communicating in that matter if that just didn't suit that type of people?
And like I said, back in those times, and perhaps even older, you weren't writing stuff down that was portable. If you had a message to send, more than likely you would tell somebody and they would just run away.
How many times have I been like, I get lazy and I voice memo record to you because I'm like, well, this doesn't fucking matter for me to write this. Like, I'm not transmitting information that matters.
It doesn't need to be recorded in that way.
No.
Yeah. But I find this this published work here very intriguing, and I think it lends credence over to the idea that we obviously don't know everything like we portray it to be, especially when it comes to ancient human history. There's more out there to be discovered.
And basically, don't let your first instinct go, it was aliens.
Yeah. You can have that theory.
It's okay
in there
to not know something and just leave it at not knowing. You don't have to like
don't
come
say,
up with
well,
some
they
crazy
were stupid because I don't understand them.
I don't know how they did it. Though, therefore, something had to step in and do it for it. Just
that's the thrill,
you don't
to
know.
Figure it out. Yeah, and that's kind of
or be like
shitting
me,
on
just
the Egyptians
okay
when you put it that
not
way.
Knowing. You can just be content with not knowing something and just kind of leave it at that.
I'm sure when someone says, yeah, the aliens helped them, every Egyptian in the world is like, hey.
I'm sure they do. I'd be kind of annoyed. Like
I would be.
I mean, because truly, it does come from...
And for the slaves that actually did it, I'm sure their fucking ancestors are like, wow. No.
They're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Well, because it is an extremely Western point of view.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to eat up Ancient Aliens. Oh, I fuck truly yeah. did. And I was like, there's no way. It doesn't make any... But then the second that you like take off your Western glasses,
do
you're like...
a little bit of research, maybe.
You're like,
I like that. You take off your Western glasses.
Well, because it's like...
It's true. You're like oh, rose-colored glasses.
Yeah. Well, it's like...
Your myopic lens of like Western point of view.
People are like different civilizations besides like Europeans have different cultures, different ways of grouping together. Different ways of communicating.
Yeah.
And they even, okay, this is kind of a sidetrack, but language in and of itself, the way that it's written or spoken rather, or created, it's so different. And I don't know all like the scientific parts. I used to want to be a linguist for real, but it warps your point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So
it does.
So that's why a lot of like colors is one where a lot of different cultures, depending on how many names they have for colors, is how like they perceive color. I don't know if that makes sense.
No,
so,
that
like,
does.
We have, you know, some, we see red. Well, it could be red, it could be maroon, it could be pink, it could be this, it could be that. But some cultures just have red. That color is red.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Dark red, light red, red.
Kind of in the same vein, a little bit more fantasy, but one of the coolest movies ever is Arrival.
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah.
Like, just how, and again, it's obviously sci-fi, but just, like, learning that language alters how you perceive time.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is just the coolest fucking thing.
I wonder what...
I love that
movie. Mafe Walker Starseed has to say about that with her language.
I don't know.
Light language.
But see, that wasn't that's a little bit different because that, I guess it's kind of a spoken language because they kind of talk in, like, sounds a little bit, but it's not really vocalized words. But it's mostly a written language, but it's completely non-linear. And I think...
Yeah.
The fact that just learning a language just made them like perceive time non-linearly, I was like, what? I was fucking mind blown in that theater. I was like, oh, what the fuck?
Well, when I learned, so one of the biggest, because I know sign language, one of the biggest hurdles in learning sign language.
Yeah, the way it's constructed.
It's the way it's constructed, and it literally does change the way that you think about.
You kind of talk like Yoda.
Well, you talk about not just like in a lingual, because that's more so if I'm trying to do a direct like English to sign.
Right, sure.
But like if you're truly doing like true to bone ASL, it changes your entire way of thinking about a situation changes and completely alters. And that's the hardest part of like learning that
not
language.
Not doing the direct like translation when you think of like the hardest thing about learning a second language is not being like, okay, I want to go to the bathroom and then saying that in that language, like just knowing it and just
knowing
speaking
it. Because there's so many nuances
really
to languages.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like that's the biggest hurdle is
how do you stop that transition from happening?
Because so many times I feel like English speakers, because we're typically one, we only know one language, right?
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah. That it's really hard to go when you're learning different languages, not to do what Cassandra said, which is, learn the exact direct English to Spanish, you know, without learning any nuances.
Yeah.
Anyway, language is cool.
It is
language
really cool.
Is cool.
Don't know where I was going
and
with
it's
that.
It's cool, but it's really hard.
And it seems to be kind of proving my point, and I fucking love it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's it. That'll do it for TFR News.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you want to see what we're up to and continue to follow us, you can hit us up on any social media. Facebook, The Farthest Reaches. Instagram, The Farthest Reaches. Twitter, TFR Pod Official. We got some potential news coming up, I would say, in the near future that might be exciting to some of you. There's a group on Facebook as well, and we'll be posting all sorts of pictures in there, and you can talk with like-minded people such as ourselves. And
keep an eye out for the OnlyFans link for Matt's page.
Yes, keep an eye out for my OnlyFans page where I will read tea leaves and tarot readings in the nude.
Well, and this is going to be a question for folks. Cassandra and I were talking about it today. How many of you would be interested in a Twilight exclusive pod series?
Like breakdown, full like,
because
in-depth moment.
You know?
We were really spinning off all the, like, we've come up with like seven, eight episode ideas already.
And that's just a minimum.
That was just like in a 2-minute brainstorm sesh.
So those who are interested,
Now,
let us know.
We could have
us a, actually having to commit and do the work is another thing.
Well, that's why I'm like, theory. I'm like, if we want to see where the
ain't no the one gonna want to fucking hear that.
Well, you know what?
That's be the one Twihard who listens. Well, like,
we
yes.
do it for the one.
We could have a type of cryptid erotica Patreon exclusive.
Who's writing
series?
It?
Oh, we could just read it.
Oh,
we could just do a cryptid erotica reading.
Oh, the, no,
ooh,
no,
or
the stikini.
People could send theirs in that they make up, and we'll read it.
We could have like competitions, like best Mothman erotica. Like that Mothman could be the month.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ew. Wattpad, here we come.
Here we go.
can pod members submit? Let's just say
it's all anonymous, and then it's all discovered at the very end.
Let's just say your girl has a Wattpad login account.
Yeah, I was always the reader, not the writer.
I did the combo, girl. Did the combo.
I'm just thinking if us three would write some kind of cryptid erotica, but the listeners would not know who, and we'd have to just read it. Like,
yours
maybe
would be
Brittany
the most graphic.
Mine,
yeah.
Brittany's would be the most romantic.
That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Guess whose it is?
That'd be great.
That would be
you
great. I could give an excerpt, but maybe I won't.
No, yours would. I feel like Matt's would be the most graphic, but poetic.
Right.
Thank He'd you. Be like,
that the ball the slapped against it in a rhythmic tone.
Like
that,
the
that mimics
ocean
the heartbeat.
Against the boat. Like slapping against each other. Like the ocean does a boat.
But you would like drop in like the gross word here and there to like bring us back to
the
reality.
Schlong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does love the word schlong.
I know he does.
Or no, he likes schween.
Yeah. Yes, I do.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what yours... I feel like yours would be more, like, to the point.
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like I'm a good writer when I try. Mm-hmm. I just hate the act of writing.
You know, I feel like you'd be more dialogue heavy.
Mm. I feel like I'd be more internal thought heavy.
Oh, we can make a video of Patreon
like
and we can act it out.
Internal dialogue
An
heavy.
Internal...
Wait, what, do what?
What?
What'd you say?
Goodbye, everybody. This has been TFR
Not
News.
Cool.
I am Matthew. That is Cassandra. And this is Brittany.
What'd you say?
Can't tell you. Bye, everybody. Love
Bitch.
You all.
Tell me. What'd you say?